Hey, how you doing? My name is Benz Antoine. I am the voice of Baptiste in Overwatch. You are listening to the Game Fix Show. And if you ain't already tuned in, you know what I'm going to say? Bide bai zu yo!
Spider-Man here.
Hey, what's up? This is Dave Fanoy.
Hey guys, this is Ashley Birch.
This is Master Daniel Piscina.
You're listening to the Game Fix Podcast.
Welcome to Game Fix Podcast.
And you're listening to the Game Fix Show.
I listen to the Game Fix Show, you know, to make me feel better about myself, about the world.
All right, partner, you know what time it is.
Let's go crazy! Go crazy!
Another edition, a brand new spanking new edition of the Game Fix Podcast. I'm Spanish.
And I am Verlaine. Make sure to check out our website, gamefixshow.com, and our weekly stream of our weekly recorded podcast right here. If you are not, facebook.com/gamefixshow.
That's right. You could find our other social medias on our website, gamefixshow.com. That includes the Facebook that Verlaine just said. It also includes Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. You could follow, you could like, you could subscribe, any or all. We really appreciate any of those. We also really appreciate everyone that came out this weekend to Girard, Ohio, to Toy Ohio. Verlaine, we had an amazing time. We met so many new people, and yeah, I big shout out to everyone that came out. You guys made that event happen. I mean, it was crazy.
Huge.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
So we're glad, and we got to see at least one patron. Jack came out,
so he came out.
He got a little Patreon package, as well as $10 off whatever. I'm pretty sure he just let his wife pick something out. Which, hey, that works too. That works just fine. but other than that, man, I'm hearing a record 1600 people plus. Came to that event. It's only getting bigger. Every year it's getting bigger. It's getting bigger. And man, it was packed that entire Saturday. Yeah. So thanks for everyone to come out, and glad to meet all of you, really. Yeah. So but we got a lot to get into this week. There's a question, and it was an article that was put out that I'm really interested in seeing how Verlaine is going to react to this. I kind of have a feeling the way he's going to, but I still want to kind of dive into it. And it's, if do games need Hollywood actors? Is this something that we need moving forward in video games? I'll let you think on it first. Halo has a new DLC. No, not the new Halo game. We'll get into that. I'm hearing that there is a leak, not a vegetable, but a leak as far as Spider-Man 2. The new Spider-Man 2 game for the PlayStation. So this is interesting. We have to get in this. On top of that, at the end of the show, we're going to get into WandaVision, or as we like to call it, FanDivision. And we will be talking about episode 6 of WandaVision. So if you haven't seen it, by the time the end of the episode comes, we will give you a fair warning so we don't ruin anything for you if you haven't seen it. Okay, cool. Other than that, on the website, you're going to see we have a Patreon account. And what that does is that actually helps us with various things, various costs as far as the podcast, because we don't get paid for this. This is completely free. We love doing it because we just love talking about video games. But if you guys support us, if there's something you guys really like about us, like maybe my face, Verlaine's face, or my voice, maybe Verlaine's voice, I don't know. But if you feel the need to do it, there is a way to help us out monetarily. And Verlaine, what can they get on top of that? I mentioned a little bit about Jack too earlier.
Yeah, and Jack's one of our top tier patrons. Pretty much how it works is anything that you want to monetarily donate to the show is always accepted. The podcast, the live appearances, all that is always going to be free. But when you start getting into our tiers that we have, you start getting more access to the show. You start getting behind the scenes audio of celebrities that we interview, the stuff that you don't hear on the air, the stuff that we talk about before going live with these guys. Mm-hmm. We also have a little voice project an Overwatch themed voice project with everyone except Overwatch themed people, yeah, like actors. So we're trying to, you know, you'll have access to that. You'll have access to all sorts of future stuff. You'll get discounts, you'll get prizes sent to you. And then of course, when you see us live, you really get hooked up.
Yes, you do.
And we kind of stay around the area. So whatever, either way, just check us out. Patreon.com/GameFixShow or GameFixShow.com. And you'll see the little animated GIF. Click it and you'll see everything.
You click need it to know. Or ticket. Or is they, there's some kind of promotion that says that. I know that.
It's the safety belt. It's a safety thing. But
well, I don't even know what I'm talking about. We have to get into a lot of stuff, but before we do all of that, let's talk about what we've been playing this week. Verlaine, would you like to start us off?
Yeah, mine's going to be quick, and mine is a little old school. I decided that I'm going to be hooking up my Xbox 360
oh, nice.
To my kid's TV when I put it in the room. So I broke it out and I started playing some of the, you know, a lot of my favorite games were on the Xbox 360. So I played three of them, one of which we played on the PlayStation 4/5, and that's Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah.
I wanted to play this because when we played it, when I played it last, when my PlayStation was hooked up, I tried the zombie level, and you make zero progress when you just start out because you're a level one character. So you're going to be hitting these zombies literally like 20, 30 times before they die. So I was going nowhere. So I wanted to do that level with my higher characters just because like, I love that game. I played my favorite rhythm combat game, still to this day. And that's Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows. That game still, if it was two player online, it would have been awesome, but the fact that like it's still one of the only games that has a game like a fighting style like that where you can actually switch characters live, like on the fly, seamlessly to integrate into combos, you know, like, yeah, you start out with Leo and then you could just switch to Donatello and Donatello will just jump in and continue it. They'll do things like grab each other, throw each other, like, still to this day, my favorite like game that's like that, like, you know, Shadow of War and all those, even Spider-Man plays like a Batman Arkham, like that's my favorite one. And then I tried Colonial Marines, Aliens Colonial Marines, yeah, which is one of my favorite like shooter games. But I obviously can't find a match, and it works where they don't have dedicated servers. So if nobody's online to host the match, you'll never find one.
Right.
That sucked. Like, I love that game. And I'm still to this day waiting for, like, minus Scott Pilgrim, the other two, still to be backwards compatible.
Yeah.
So I think maybe this next Xbox, Phil Spencer said it's pretty much every single game will be accessible backwards compatibility.
That's cool.
Every game. So if that happens,
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. I haven't played anything else other than that. Nothing new.
That's cool. I played some Warzone. It was me, Jack, and a surprising guest who goes by the name Link, and he joined us, and he's way better than you, that's for sure.
Nice.
I'm just kidding. I'm messing with
you. Nice. It's okay. I don't care. There are tons of people better than me.
But no, it was great. He kind of surprised me. He was like, hey, you guys want to play Warzone? And I'm like, how long have you been playing? Like, for 2 days? I'm like, wait, what? Like, he just never played it before. So, but you know, it's Call of Duty. So if you played Call of Duty, you've played Warzone before pretty much. So, you know, he jumped in and it was fun. It was a good time. Other than that, I got back into, now I can't remember the name of it. The Jaws game.
Man Eater.
Thank you.
Really?
Yeah, because it was a free game. What, last month? I believe, and for PlayStation 5, and and yeah, now I'm playing through it again. It's so much fun. It's funny, like the announcer in the back. You know, it's what's his name from Chris Parnell from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah,
And it's that game is so fun. If you've never given it a try, it is like the best time wasting game because you're like just constantly doing something, or in this case, just constantly eating. Because you're a great white shark, pretty much it.
So great.
It's awesome. No, that game is so much fun. Also, Jack, I kind of talked him into it. I played two more games. I played a lot of games this week. Another game we played Don't Starve together.
Okay.
That's the actual name of the game. He doesn't even own the game, and I like invited him to play, and it's like couch play pretty much. That you can have someone play with you, but you can only have them play for an hour at a time. I think we've done
that with the share. Yeah, we did that before. Play.
So that was pretty cool. It was fun. He's played the game before. It's been a long time, but like, yeah, it was cool to play with that. Also, we played Destruction All-Stars.
Oh, how is it?
Now, this game is crazy. It is like a cross between Rocket League and... I can't even... Like, there's just so many games it could be where you start on foot, and you have to jump into a car... And then you go around, and it's kind of like a demolition derby where you go and you hit some games are a little different. There's only two types of games you could play multiplayer. And that's one. The one is like the tornado or tornado, something like that, where you when you get points, when you hit somebody, you get different points. But what you have to do is you have to drive into the middle of the arena where this like tornado is happening. It's Carnado. That's what it's called. Once you drive into the tornado, the car just explodes and you bank your points.
Okay.
So, and then you have to jump out and then run and grab another car before someone hits you and all that. It's kind of crazy. There's a lot going on. It's fun. It's like very animated. So like expect it to be kind of silly. All the characters are very over the top and silly, but the game overall is really fun, and we had a hell of a time playing it. It was good. I'm glad we got a chance to play that. I can't wait for you to get a PlayStation 5 because I think you would enjoy it as well. But that's here nor there. So,
Hey, you know what? I mean, this is I guess another tease, but there is a chance now, a new chance that I might get a PlayStation again over an Xbox. Another thing has arisen.
Ooh, okay. Arisen? Are you going to tell us right now or?
No, I'll tell you later.
Okay. All right, cool. Jack said Rocket League and Overwatch. I think it's kind of Overwatch-y. I think just because of, like, the characters are, like, animated like Overwatch, you know. But it's fun. Yeah, we had a good time playing it. So we'll play more. That's for sure. Maybe, obviously, without you, Verlaine, but we
will. Yeah, well.
Oh, well, for now. Do you want to, while we're on it, do you want to tell us what came up?
No,
not yet.
I'll tell you when we get to it.
Okay. All right. Cool. Cool.
We're already going to be talking around what I'm thinking anyway. So I'll throw it in.
All right. Fair enough. All right. Well, I think we need to start off with this. There was an article written this past week, I believe on thegamer.com, which I don't really go to that website very much, but there was a very interesting article that I read through. And it was an article saying that games don't need Hollywood actors as far as video games. I am totally on board with that. I really don't think they do. There's so many games out there that feature Hollywood actors. Obviously, I think the latest big one is Cyberpunk 2077 with Keanu Reeves. And then what do you have? Death Stranding.
Norman Reedus.
With Norman Reedus. Yeah, there's so many games that feature it, but like, is it important? Do we need Hollywood actors to grace us with their presence as far as a video game? I'm on the side of no. I honestly don't think it's that important. I've played many games that have no Hollywood connection as far as actors go, and other than like possibly voices, which is fine. But as far as likeness goes, I don't think it's very important. Where do you stand on that?
I don't think you need them, but I, by all means, like let them fucking compete for the gig.
Yeah.
I mean, look, back in the day, I mean, it's actors and I'm talking like maybe B to A actors have been in video games for a long time. The thing is they weren't in the spotlight. Like right now you can look up a couple games like from the past and you might be like, wow, that dude was in it.
Yeah.
Like, wow, like I didn't know this guy was in it because they didn't make a big deal. It was just a job for these guys, you know? Take for instance, Spider-Man on the PlayStation 1. It was narrated by Bruce Campbell, right?
Yeah.
That was not like a feature of the game at all. And that was the only celebrity minus Stan Lee, who really wasn't one, that was in the game. Okay. So I don't think I don't think that it, I think it's fair. Like if they could somehow, like whatever contract or the union that they're working with, if there is a way for them to be like, listen, if I'm going to compete for this video game job, because it's not like technically a movie, I can kind of lower my base rate as to not scare them off. Hmm. Because I think there's a point where you start getting these celebrities, like when you get that Ellie person, that was, you know, they captured their likeness and they put them, okay, we'll just say Keanu Reeves, like they're going to put them in this game, right, to capture their likeness.
Sure.
And so then you got to think, okay, why are we, and you got to explain this to investors, like, why are we hiring Norman Reedus for this game? Because he's a great actor. Okay. But like, we can just get anyone and make the computer do the emotional animations of the face and stuff. Mm-hmm. So we can fake that. But then they're like, well, no, we can get their stuff. And then they develop this technology that the facial, like the capture, where it's so precise.
Yeah.
That's the only reason you would need that, is if you're going to have someone who actually works that way. Otherwise, you can manipulate that post filming
easily.
But so it makes, they're trying to like validate the fact that they have this $1 million actor as opposed to somebody else. And we already know from the people that we've interviewed and the games we've played, there are plenty of voice actors that are way better than the people that are in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Just as equal. And now, just like Roger Morgan would keep saying, right, that's his name, right?
Yes. I don't want to say exactly.
Arthur from Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Arthur Morgan. Yeah, yeah.
Arthur, Roger, whatever. Well, anyways, he's like, they're starting to recognize themselves as performers, because even Yuri and Spider-Man, like they dress up in the mocap and they're walking around.
Yeah.
They're doing the animations and they're also voicing it. You know what I'm saying? Right. So like, they're still doing a lot of performing too. So they're just as equal. These games are just as big. And I mean, really, even the longevity of the games lasts longer than most movies. You see a movie once, twice, maybe just like for a little bit, a year at the most, and then it's just kind of irrelevant.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean,
Lindsay is in. Thanks for joining us, Lindsay. She says games made for movies and television series are kind of fun to have the voice actors from the roles, but otherwise, nah. Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
The next step could be hiring, like having them fit the character, like, you know how they will cater a character to an actor.
Yeah.
Well, if they would either do that for just even normal people that they hire, or if they've hire and typecast for the character, so that in the case that it becomes a show outside of the video game medium, you still have that like continuity of the same voice, the same dude looks like him. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like what they tried to do with the Flashpoint series and bringing all the Batmans together. You had the animated Batman voice guy in there, which was kind of weird, but they kind of tried to make him like fit the part.
Right. Which, you know, sometimes works, but then sometimes it, well, yeah, you will.
But if, you know, if they typecast to the part that was in the video game, it would be way easier.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like if Henry Cavill was the dude, like, you know what I'm saying? It would be, I don't know, whatever, ideal world, I guess.
Yeah. I, for me, it really just doesn't make a lot of sense. I don't really need a game that features somebody like you make a character, for a reason, you know what I mean? To make your own. So like sometimes when
the character's made by the writer, not the actor.
Yeah. Yeah. So sometimes when I see an actor in a video game, I automatically think that he's not playing a role. He's actually just him. You know what I mean? So I'm a little disappointed, because it's not all what I imagined it to be. Does that make any sense? I don't know.
So, and sometimes they're not even like, it's not even like they're doing a good job acting. They just solely just want their likeness. They don't care if they put any heart into it. They can phone it in and it doesn't matter. And that makes the game less valuable to me, because right there I'm showing bad decisions. There's some bad decisions right there where they're going to pretty much pay one person the same amount that they're pretty much paying their entire dev team just to show up for the fucking game.
Right.
And then you're going to use that person to push the game, and then the game fails fucking. I mean, look, the track record is just going downhill right now with these actors promoting their like the games that they're in.
Yeah.
It's almost becoming detrimental now.
Yeah, I mean, like we said, we named a couple, like Death Stranding, Cyberpunk 2077. Unfortunately, those games weren't as great as we all thought they would be, or at least what we expected them to be. So, like, did it matter that the celebrities were in it? I say no.
And that's the thing. It didn't. You could have had anyone in Norman Reedus's place in what's the other dude who was in it?
Mads Mikkelsen.
Mads Mikkelsen. You could have just had anyone. And sometimes, yes, when you have a game, especially if you're not actually invested in the story and invested in the characters and you're not really remembering them, all you're seeing through the game is Norman Reedus and Mads. You're not seeing whatever their characters' names are. You're just seeing them the entire game, and it kind of pulls you out in general of the story.
I mean, I guess there would be some people that would buy the game because they're big fans of Norman Reedus or big fans of Keanu Reeves, and that's fine. I guess that's fair, but I would imagine that's a minority number. That is not a very big thing, because, like, as gamers, you can attest to this. We don't look for, who's playing the actor? You know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong. You know, Yuri Lowenthal, he's the voice of Spider-Man in the PlayStation games. I mean, it's up until then. I mean, no offense, I love Yuri. He's a friend of the show, but, like, he wasn't really that well known. And and let me tell you, he knocked it out of the park because he is a professional actor, voiceover actor. Anything, you know. So, like, it almost doesn't matter. And it's, I guess they're just looking for clout. They're just looking for that extra push over the cliff. But sometimes, like you said, it's probably not it's not a monetarily smart thing to do, you know, because you could shoot yourself, cut your nose off to spite your face. Yeah, I said that.
Right.
Yeah, you get that.
Yeah. Some of these actors might honestly want to get into it.
Yeah.
And they're going to have that stigma from the other voice actors, like, oh my God, this guy's coming in.
Yep.
How do they get a fair shot? Even if they're like, hey, look, you can, you know, same wage, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever it is, there's still going to be that stigma. You're going to have the people, no matter what, even if Keanu Reeves went to Cyberpunk and he just tried out for a role, you've got the people that he's auditioning for and the investors saying, dude, it's Keanu Reeves, even though, you know, he wants us to pay him like a normal guy, and it's fucking Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
You got everybody else saying, oh my God, now we're competing against Keanu Reeves.
Right.
And then you got Keanu Reeves just wanting to break into the video game business because he fucking likes video games.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, it's, look, level playing field for sure. But, I mean, I guess it's their fault, I guess. I mean, it's not, you can't blame everybody else because, you know, Keanu Reeves can't just sneak in and, like, be respected as just a normal voice actor.
Sure.
But in the same vein, what you just said about the actors and everybody buying the game just for, just imagine another screw up about Cyberpunk is that they pushed him so hard. And look, I don't know the definite answer, but I hear you have to play for quite a long time before you even see him in the game.
Is that right? Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to ask Link.
So, yeah. And that's kind of stupid. He should be one of the first people that you even meet in the game. In my opinion, for as much as he's promoting the game, because Norman, you are Norman Reedus,
right?
You know, like, usually you are the character, but
in this case, you're not.
I don't know, man.
Yeah,
it's so weird.
Well, that's an interesting conversation, but let us know what you think in the chat room. And Lindsay already did, so we'd love to hear what you guys are thinking as far as that goes. Okay, well, let's move on. I mentioned Spider-Man. There is a little leak, apparently. I don't, you know, leaks, take them for what they are, take them for a grain of salt, whatever. But in this case, we're hearing that there are at least three playable characters in the new Spider-Man 2. Obviously, the first one would be Spider-Man. I think that's pretty obvious that the Spider-Man will be in it. And the other two might surprise you, or at least leave you with more questions. The only thing that we've heard are, well, code names as far as these go. And one is referred to as the Night Spider. A spider spelled with K-N-I-G-H-T. So that type of spider. Although that is also a code name for Miles Morales, or what we think in this case. That's been used before as far as that goes. But a lot of people are saying that it could be a fake out, and it could actually end up being Venom being the Night Spider, which kind of makes a little sense. Although at the end of the first Spider-Man, not to give away too much, but we saw, well, the possible insertion of Venom. So that definitely could happen. And the other one, the other character that was another code name, is either the Purple Bat or the Shin Vigilante. So one and the same. I don't know what that refers to, but what do you think that refers to?
I think it's what's his name from Miles. What's his name? Miles' uncle.
Oh, the Prowler.
Prowler.
Some people are actually saying the cop Yuri Wantabe. It's not Yuri Lowenthal, but the female.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Saying that she could appear in the next one as a villain because at the very end of her time in the video game, she was kind of taken down as a villain. Like she kind of crossed over. So there's that. I'm either way excited. I love that it looks like we're actually going to get options of playing different characters in the game. That's great. Obviously, one has to be Spider-Man. The other should be Miles Morales. I don't know why they just don't say Miles Morales, considering we have a game that's a spinoff to this Spider-Man game called Miles Morales.
See, all right, so I don't know. This, I gotta tell you, man, this is the first I have even heard of there being a Spider-Man 2.
That's fair.
I didn't even know they were making a Spider-Man 2. I thought Miles Morales was what they were doing, and they just failed and did stupid. So now I'm back on, like, this is going to be a PlayStation 5 exclusive. Then I will probably get PlayStation 5 because it was VR and Spider-Man, and then Miles Morales came out on PlayStation 4. I'm like, why get it?
Right.
So in relation to this article, you got to remember, Spider-Man 1, technically we played as Mary Jane and Miles and Spider-Man. So if it's one of those type of things, then whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it would be awesome if you could actually do the game kind of like Batman, but with a completely different character. But I don't know. I mean, there's still a chance, right? I mean, have they shown or seen anything more than that? Because I mean,
that's it. I mean, like I said, it's a rumor. I'm touting this as a rumor because that's exactly what it is, or a leak, depending on how you want to look at it.
Dude, Venom would be so awesome.
I mean, obviously, at the end, like I said before, at the end of the first Spider-Man, there was the Venom might be in the next one. So why not? Why not? I mean, at this point, I think Venom needs to have some kind of presence in the Marvel universe, even if it is a video game wise, because, you know, we've had the other, you know, the movies Venom, and it was, you know, it's fine for what it was, but it's not related to anything. It's just kind of stupid, you know? So I don't know.
I always related Prototype to Venom.
No, yeah, kind of.
Like if there was a Venom game, it would be Prototype. Because, I mean, that's pretty much what the fuck he does. That's how Venom would operate, pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'd totally be excited.
That's cool.
Spider-Man 2, man.
Spider-Man 2, what the hell, right? I mean, apparently a couple other things from the leak came through as far as, like, playable missions and stuff. There's going to be, I guess there was something that says Peter told me to check this place out, something as far as Miles goes. So, which means that someone else other than Spider-Man is in this game. I think that's kind of what led to the leak. I don't know. I think the code names is what's kind of throwing me off. But you know, I guess they're trying to keep it a surprise, and that's fair.
Maybe that's why they haven't released Spider-Man on the Avengers yet, is because they want this game to come out first, because maybe he looks different and they don't want to like spoil anything.
Kind of
loosely tie it in.
I just saw Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, the cartoon, yesterday. Actually, it was on TV yesterday, and I watched through it, and I didn't notice it before, but when they went into the basement of Peter Parker's basement, you know, like his backyard or whatever. It showed all the suits, and one of the suits was the suit from Spider-Man, the video game. So I was like, now that's cool. Yeah. I'm glad that is, I guess that makes it canon.
I mean,
does
a
suit make something canon? That's a question.
It almost seems like that Spider-Man, then they're saying that Spider-Man is the one we play in the game.
Yeah.
Because he has all the suits from the game. All the suits from the game, which are really all the suits from every game.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know, man.
I'm looking forward. Either way, I'm very, very much looking forward. We have some free games. We do.
I love free games.
Don't you love free games? Because, what you know, the people that need the free games.
Ah, man, I'm all out of cash.
Are the ones that say that, right? Like they're all out of cash. Well, so Nintendo has revealed their February games. And this will be, I believe they will be available on Wednesday. Yeah, 2/17. So here are a few of the games. Verlaine, you could tell me how awesome or how terrible they are. Let's start with the NES, the Nintendo Entertainment System. And the game is Fire and Ice. Remember Fire and Ice?
Uh-uh.
I don't either.
No.
Doesn't that seem like it's like a thing with Nintendo? They keep releasing these games that no one's ever heard of. And if you have heard of it, yeah, if it's like,
I don't think
you know,
it seems like it's new.
Yeah, right? Like, why? Okay, all right, that's fair. Next game after that, actually, that's the only NES game. So the rest of them are Super Nintendo games, three of them. First one, Doomsday Warrior.
I don't remember that one.
See what I'm saying? The next one after that, Psycho Dream.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The next one after that, Prehistoric Man.
No, I don't remember that. What?
You see what I'm saying? That's like, stupid. I don't know why they do this. Obviously, I would imagine because they need to have rights to put these games in their virtual library. But like, you know, I guess they are games that Nintendo had made back in the day, so why not put them in the virtual library? But like, most of these games in this library I've never heard of, and I'll play them and they're shit. It's like, why do I want to play this game? Why is this even a great thing? Although if you are a fan of one of those four games, well, good for you.
Yeah.
All those games you could find on our website. Mike always posts the free games. He posts the free Nintendo, PlayStation, and Xbox monthly games. So please go check that out, gamefixshow.com. Yeah. I don't know. I don't have much to say about it just because it's like, what are these, right? Like, what are we doing here? But yeah, whatever. How about this? Okay, so E3. We all thought that E3 was pretty much at the end, right? I mean, mm-hmm. everyone before COVID was pulling out anyway, so we thought that maybe like it wouldn't happen, but apparently it will happen. 2021 will happen, but it's, you know, people are like, well, it's not all video games. I get that, I understand that, but either way, when it comes to E3, the only thing you really hear as far as mainstream are video game announcements with E3. Other than that, it's like you kind of have to dig for it to find that new cell phone or to find that new whatever, you know. But E3 will return 2021 as an online event.
Of course, surprise, surprise, surprise. Just like every other event that is just humdrum.
Yep.
Anything new? Has anybody innovated this process yet?
I have no idea. Although it better be free. I think that would be.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, talk about, you know, I've said it earlier this show, cutting your nose off to spite your face. I think that would be that or shooting yourself in the foot. What other terrible as well as BlizzCon is going to be online as well, but that's free, so that's fair.
But BlizzCon, like, they still would have, you know, when you get the pass,
yeah,
the and then you get like special deals on the store that only you can get, like when they release a new pop, like you can only be the first ones to get it. Yep. You get skins and like the stuff that they were doing for that little weird giveaway thing.
Yeah, in each video game. Yeah.
But I don't know, man. If things don't change and if somebody doesn't hurry up and think of something like really cool, like this is gonna just be dead. Like this is gonna be it.
It's kind of
fizzling. Stupid.
Yes.
Like it's not stupid, but there is no way that they can make money off streaming something for free. They can try for the advertisements, but that's so gay. Like if that's all the money, you're not going to make enough.
Right.
You know, like you're not going to make enough. Just, I mean, I don't, if they do, then I don't think it's a very good show. I just think that there could be way more done. They got to think outside the box, dude. They're just like giving up really.
Well, it's a 3-day live stream event. The coverage running June 15th through the 17th. So that is the dates for E3 2021.
And when everything is online, there's always somebody streaming it anyway. So like right when it's over, it's posted on YouTube. So you don't even need to watch it live. And that's the issue. When it's live in person, there's stuff you're going to see that no one else can see.
Right.
There's stuff that's going to be filmed that won't make it to the internet right away.
Right.
You know, there's stuff that's not supposed to be on the internet that can make it to the internet.
So for people being sneaky and recording it. Right.
Right. So like now what you know and what is definite about both of these is that you will not see anything exclusive at all.
No, you won't.
You're not going to see anything that's worth like hiding your cell phone to try to film. Like you're not. You're going to see everything that they want you to see. And none of it's going to be that important because everyone on the planet is going to be able to see it immediately. Mm-hmm. And then on demand.
Right.
It's not. Yeah. And I don't think it's going to be live either. I think it's going to be way pre-produced, Because when they try this shit, like live, like it fails all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
They can't even get a live broadcast on TV. Right. So,
Oh, by the way, Vesivis did comment on the free games. He did say these games are like Commodore 64 B list.
Yes, I guess so.
Yeah. I can't argue that. That's fair. On the website gamefixshow.com, James posted an article. I guess it's big news if you're into Kingdom Hearts. I say that so sarcastically. Kingdom Hearts is set to release March 30th, first time ever, on the PC. Who's really excited? Are you excited? Tell me you're excited. Go for it.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I knew it. So Kingdom Hearts HD 1.5 plus 2.5 Remix is, as well as Kingdom Hearts Melody of Memory, Kingdom Hearts HD 2.8 Final Chapter Prologue, and in the Kingdom Hearts 3 Plus Remind DLC. What the hell?
Yep. I don't get it. People like it just because they think they're cool. No, I don't know. It's because they like to be Disney characters or something.
Yeah, I guess so. But if you want to read more about that, go to the website, gamefixshow.com. I don't know. That's fair. Hey, if you're into it, awesome. I'm glad this is happening because that's exciting news for you.
I like Disney Infinity better.
Yeah, I do too.
That had way more potential than these crappy games.
Yeah, yeah. Boy, all right. We got to go to CD Projekt Red because why not? But in this case, we're not really talking about Cyberpunk 2077. We're just talking about the company CD Projekt Red. Apparently, this past week, they fell victim to a targeted cyber attack, which is ironic. It's fine. The game is called Cyberpunk, and they fell victim to a cyber attack. Well, apparently the unidentified person that got in there pretty much stole all of their files as far as CD Projekt, or excuse me, as Cyberpunk 2077, and has threatened to release all of the files to the public as far as how the game is made and created and all that.
Inside job.
Is it? You think?
Dude, you see all the articles we hear about how shitty they treat their employees and how shitty this game is and how embarrassed would you be if you worked on this game? Right. I think, dude, it's got to be an inside job. Like, what are the fucking odds? Like, with Mortal Kombat and they had that huge leak of every character that was correct, it was an inside job. They knew it was an inside job and they announced that it was an inside job.
Well, this is the message that they opened up as far as in this leak here. It says, you have been epically pwned, which is good because it's P-W-N-E-D. Anyway, we have see that? See what I did there? We have dumped full copies of the source codes from your performance server for Cyberpunk 2077, Witcher 3, Gwent, and the unreleased version of Witcher 3! ! We have also dumped all of your documents relating to accounting, administration, legal, HR, investor relations, and more! Also, we have encrypted all of your servers, but we understand that you can most likely recover from backups. If we will not come to an agreement, that isn't right, then your source code will be sold or leaked online for your documents, will be sent to our contacts in gaming journalism. I guess that's how you spell it. Your public image will go down the shitter even more, and people will see how shitty your company functions. Investors will lose trust in your company, and the stocks will dive even lower. You have 48 hours to contact us. You think it's fake?
I don't think it's fake. I think it's an inside job.
Well, that would make it fake then.
No, I think it's like someone inside pulled off the real crime. they're not telling us, or they may not even know, but there's, to get this much information, you have to be inside of the company.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like this, yeah. And this is information that's involved, that involves the company. This isn't like a data breach of our information. This is their information. So this isn't something that happens. It's all ironic that this happens right now. Yes. And to them. So it's, I don't know. The only thing that I don't know. I mean, like I guess they can figure it out.
I guess they can figure it out.
This is just, they kind of may deserve this. I mean, this could screw them, but I don't know if this, I really don't know what this, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know. This is unprecedented.
Even the unprecedented that Sony and Microsoft both removed Cyberpunk from their digital stores, offered refunds. I mean, there is a lot that went down with this game in the red, in this case, the CD Projekt Red. See what it did there? It's all bad. This is all bad. This does not look good on them. And I said it before, I'll say it again. This is the beginning of the end of this company. Unfortunately, yeah. It was Cyberpunk 2077, one of the most hyped games in recent memory. And this is what we're getting out of it. A lot of BS.
Mm-hmm.
It's too bad, too. It had a lot riding in on it, but not
good. They said that he'll give the information to the journalists. Well, I mean, you do know then, once we see it, whoever posts the story of this information or whatever, the journalist, like, you'll know they're affiliated, and then you can find out who did it.
Okay, well, Bosiva says, plot twist, cyber attack was to inject code to make the game better. That's
dude,
awesome.
Guys, we hacked and put in code.
And then the other one is, it says, Bosiva says, my wife is watching the stream and thinks Verlaine did it. I think I may have. He barely had, never mind. He barely has a computer, let alone the knowledge to hack a company. But I guess that's what you would want me to say, right?
Exactly. I would want everyone to think that.
Well,
which is true.
Which is very true. Yeah.
I don't know anything about anything. I'm a dullard.
There it is. See, he doesn't know anything. You gonna make money off this anyway? The next thing, let's move on real quick. So as far as it's in Reddit, so of course if it's in Reddit it's probably real, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. In a PlayStation 4 community discussion, they're saying that Turok and Turok 2 is coming to PlayStation. Do you believe this or not?
I don't care. It already came to Xbox, so yeah. Why not?
Yeah, right.
Wait, who makes Turok? Who's, is that Rare?
I believe it is Rare, isn't it?
If it's Rare, no, then it's not. Actually, that's not true, because Microsoft is smart enough to like let PlayStation sell their stuff, and PlayStation's dumb enough to do it.
No, it's Night Dive Studios, Acclaim Entertainment.
Acclaim, okay. Well, either way, it was just released, re-released, and remastered or whatever on the Xbox.
On Xbox, yeah.
So, I mean, I don't even care. Like, really, it's still one of those games where, look, go look up Turok gameplay, and you'll see. Like, you'll see. It's usually just you and one dinosaur. There's not more than really like two or three enemies on the screen at once. It's like the it's one of those games. You know, Nintendo 64. A black sky, just black sky,
yep.
Just polygon shit everywhere. It's not what you think it is.
Like, yeah. Why do we need this?
Do Bond. That Bond's the only thing. If you're going to do any kind of first person shooter from the Nintendo 64, it's Bond. And that's all you need.
Yeah. Bond is that's available on the PC now. So you can play that. On
yeah.
The PC. Isn't that cool?
Bond.
The latest in PlayStation 5 controllers are apparently some are drifting, kind of like the Switch, the Joy-Con drift. Now we have the Yeah, the DualSense Drift.
Hmm.
Something like that, yeah. And they're offering support, but apparently there is a lot that you have to go to get this. Obviously, you have to, some people are saying that you have to send your controller in. It takes, like, you know, you're lucky to have it back within a month. And then some say that you have to buy it and then they'll reimburse you. So I don't know what was going to happen. Obviously, when it came to Nintendo, there was a lawsuit that happened. They did lose that class action suit against them as far as the Joy-Con drift. So I could see, as far as this happening, if this is going to be more of a large scale problem, that, yeah, they have a case just like the other guys had with Nintendo. I mean,
that's so weird.
I know.
But like, why? So Nintendo got screwed a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I could only see the way that they get screwed, though, is if they do it on purpose, if they knowingly know this is going to happen and do nothing to fix it. If they've tested it and they're like, well, this only happens, you know, 10% of the time, so let's just go ahead and produce it and send it out. But if it's an accidental thing and it seems to be happening with the technology, then I don't think that you can keep fucking suing people, because I've bought plenty of cheap electronics that don't fucking work right out of the box. Yeah. And I don't go fucking suing people.
Right. Well, that's,
what you know, like, there are cheap electronics. They're meant to not work, really.
Yeah, I mean, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about a state of the art PlayStation 5 controller, like something that they're touting to be one of the best controllers ever made, which, I'm sorry, that's true. I think it is. That controller has so much different feel to it than any controller I've ever played with in my life. So with saying that, you know, as opposed to saying that, you know, why would you sue? Like, you know, you buy Mad Cats controllers and they don't work. Well, dude, when I buy a Mad Cats controller, I expect it not to work. But when I buy a PlayStation 5 DualSense controller, I expect that fucking thing to work.
Right, so, but you can't go based on expectations. If they,
you have to look,
you have to when it's like brand new. But I'm saying, like, if this I mean, look, even some of my Xbox controllers experience some sort of drift. So it must be the technology. And yeah, you know, you expect it not to be there. But I'm saying is, if it is a continuous problem throughout many companies, then eventually you're not going to be able to sue. It's going to be the norm. People are going to be like, that's what happens. That's the risk of doing remote, you know, like, that's just how it is.
Yeah.
So if Nintendo, if they knew about it and then they continue to put it out there, that's on them. It's bad. But if they tested and it never happened, they might, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, they should definitely reimburse you. If anything's broken, you should get a new one. But to take it to a class action level, like, eventually it's got to stop.
Well, I think, you know,
it,
you
seems
know,
to be common.
It won't get to the class action as long as they do something about it. If they don't do anything about it, like Nintendo did nothing about it, then yeah, I would say it will go to that. It will get to
that.
So, yeah.
They're good. I remember having to send my PlayStation 2 in for that disc read error that it would have.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
They fix that really fast, though, and send it right back. I was even a used one.
Yeah, PlayStation's pretty good about that, too. So,
yeah.
Anytime I've ever called Sony for a problem with anything I've ever had, it's got fixed within a day or two. So we'll see. We'll keep a lookout on this story and see what changes. But I mean, at this point, they got to do something about it. The other thing, as far as PlayStation 5 goes, a company called Dbrand started selling matte black PS5 plates and are saying that it dares Sony to sue them. Because in this case, they didn't put anything on the plate that even says PlayStation or Sony on it. So technically, they have no lawsuit against them, because the company before them actually put the PlayStation logo on it. There's a couple of other things that they probably shouldn't have done. In this case, no, it is a black cover. There is nothing like fancy about it. It actually kind of looks kind of cool. If you look at the they even have a picture of it up close. You can see that they're kind of like the PlayStation 5 controller has like the micro text, the texture on it. Mm-hmm. So you can see like the X, square, circle, and
yeah,
triangles.
Yeah.
In this case, it's like their logos on the outside of it, but it's like real small. You could barely see it. You know, it's just their little calling card, if you will. But nothing in this says PlayStation, so they should be good. And as far as this goes, they have been selling. They're sold out. They're currently sold out of everything that they've done. As far as anyone receiving these yet, I haven't heard yet. But they are sold out, and it's kind of. I think they're sweet. I think they're really cool. I want my PlayStation to be completely black. I think it needs to be. So, to me, if this thing becomes available again, I'll probably buy one. I don't know. Does that bother you as far as the color, or do you care?
I don't really care. Everything's usually black. I mean, I really wouldn't. It could be pink. If it was that's the only color that they had made it in, like, yeah. I'm fine. If you know, if it was just like that's the all they had, then whatever. I don't know why this is even a big. I mean, I understand that like we just had a couple companies getting sued for what you said,
right?
But that still doesn't make this a relevant story. Like third party accessories exist. It's not like you make one and say, hey, haha, I got a third party, try to sue me, because they're going to be like, okay, well, you didn't infringe anything, so fine, we won't sue you.
Right.
But if you're trying to challenge us, fucking Sony and your D brand, like who's gonna win? They could, if they wanted to, find something to sue them for. If they're really gonna challenge them, I'm sure Sony's lawyers can find something to sue these guys for.
Sure.
Anything. You know what I'm saying? So like that's stupid in itself. Like just being like, you know, fuck Sony. We like nobody does that.
Yeah.
Mad Catz doesn't do that. The ASCII or whatever, ASCII, they don't do that, or whoever makes other peripherals and shit. Like that's just it doesn't make sense. I mean, like Afterglow makes controllers that I had an Afterglow controller. They have an app on the Xbox.
Oh yeah.
You know, right. Like, yeah, yeah. So it's like Xbox wasn't like, oh my God, you know, you fucking can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, you know what? I just clicked on it. It turns out that they are available right now. It looks like they created a fourth wave of these plates. Wave 1, 2, and 3 are obviously sold out. This fourth wave, they're saying that it ships out in May. So that's actually pretty soon. That's
what's it made of?
It's plastic. They're just plastic.
I think it's a 3D print one.
I don't have a printer that big. I have to print it in sections to get that. But they're saying that there will be a fifth wave as well, but that is to be determined. There you go. Here, Alex, I will post the link on in the chat so you guys can see it yourself. There it is. So, okay. Next, oh my God. Okay. You love Halo, right? No, you don't. Halo is actually getting a brand new map. And no, not even a new game. They're getting a new map for Halo 3. Wait, what? Why? Mm-hmm. Why is this a thing? After a decade after the release of this game, Halo 3 players, gamers, whatever, are actually getting a map. They're calling it the Mythic 2 map pack release. Okay. These servers are still up and running for? I would imagine they weren't at this point. Okay.
I don't know.
All right. This is happening.
It's on the Xbox 360 though.
Yeah. Right.
They shut down the Xbox ones. Wait. Right. Yeah. Because they shut down Halo 2 servers.
Right.
And Halo 1 servers. So I don't know. I guess I don't know. Because there's still Halo Reach too.
Right.
But so this is just like maps.
Yeah. So just one map, I guess.
One map. But that's probably in the same vein as, you know, the community for Left 4 Dead putting out, you know, community levels that are a little more official than one person making it. And the developers actually back it. So that kind of makes them official, but they're really not official.
But in this case, the developers put this out.
Hmm.
So this is why it's kind of odd, right?
Yeah, weird.
So weird. I mean, I guess if you still play... I'll say that again. If you still play Halo 3, this is exciting news. It's new content for a game that hasn't really been touched in over a decade. I mean, okay, that's fine. It's a thing. Sure.
I wonder if he got paid to work on this thing or what.
No. It's just odd, right? Isn't that weird?
Someone should get in, like, make a documentary of that. Like, why did you do this?
Like, why?
Why not just give up the game?
Why did this even happen? Yeah, I don't know. Do you buy your kids Happy Meals?
Every once in a while.
Every once in a while, yeah. Do you buy yourself Happy Meals?
Not really.
Do you buy yourself toys from Happy Meals?
I have.
You are part of the problem, Verlaine. I knew you were.
Yes, I love being part of the fucking problem.
So apparently, Pokemon Happy Meals at McDonald's, they're getting ruined by greedy adults because they're just going in and buying. Yeah, if you didn't know that, you could go into any McDonald's and you don't even have to buy a Happy Meal to buy a toy. You could just be like, do you have any toys available? They'll show you what they have, and you could buy whatever one you want. That's actually a thing. Try it. Go go to McDonald's and try that. It will work. Well, apparently, kids' things are getting ruined. Their meals are getting ruined because when they go and they want a Happy Meal, there's no toys available. Is this a problem? Should you have to buy a Happy Meal to get a toy?
Well, I mean, that's McDonald's choice. It's not the adults that
I agree. I'm not asking the legalities of it. I'm asking you, do you think you have to buy a Happy Meal in order to get a toy?
I mean, if they want to stop this problem, then no, that's not going to stop the problem either. Cause these clowns are just going to buy a bunch of Happy Meals and throw away the food.
Right.
Which is also happening. So it's the, you're not going to stop it. These people have nothing going for them. And let them look. I know firsthand that there is zero value in any Happy Meal, anything that has ever come out, ever. There's no value to it at all, Pokemon or not.
There might be one or two exceptions, but that's it.
Even the Pokemon cards that have come out in the past aren't worth anything. So that's the thing. Like, and look, this happens everywhere. And this has never really happened. I think even with the Avengers, people were doing it. I went and I was trying to collect all of them. And I would go to McDonald's in different cities when we would do conventions and be like, hey, can I see what figures you have? And I'll buy them. You know what I'm saying? So whatever, if they're going to sell them to me,
right,
then maybe they should make rules. Like you have to buy a Happy Meal. And then if so, well, we like, look, Target, you walk into a Target
right now.
Or you have
to have a child with you.
Yeah. You walk into, if you walk into Target, there's signs saying, you know, due to scalpers, where you can only buy one, you know, everything's limited to one per customer. So yeah, you can go ahead and if you're going to go through the trouble of getting 3 different people or 10 different people to buy 10 of the things so no one has it, then you know what? More power to you, I guess. But I mean, whatever. You're not going to stop it, dude. There's people that run their businesses based on that, on going to Target, buying everything just so that they're the only ones in town with it. And then they hurry up and try to sell it before they reissue them.
Right.
So whatever. I mean, it's stupid all around. It's not fair. I mean, I don't know. Put it this way. The parents that are having this issue wanted these cards or their kids wanted them just as bad as the adults. So
it's true.
I mean, everybody wanted them. Yeah. Maybe you should have been on top of it.
Yeah. Or ordered more or whatever. But, you know, the more they order, the more liquid these toys get. In other words, they're even more worthless, right? Like,
exactly. That's how you do it. You counter it by just putting them out again. Like, just put out another wave. Be like, all right, due to popular demand. That's what happens. That's where that phrase came from. Due to popular demand.
Just put out more.
There's more.
Okay.
You know?
All right. That's fair. I haven't bought a Happy Meal in a very long time. I don't have kids either. So that probably has something.
That's probably why. Yeah.
I just give me a Big Mac and I'm happy. You know, or a quarter pounder. Oh, I want one right now. Anyway. How about this? This is fun. Have you ever made money in your sleep?
Like dream money?
I don't know. No. I mean, like actually made money while you're sleeping.
No.
There's a Twitch streamer. He did just that. He goes by Asian Andy. Is that what he goes by? that what I'm reading? Yeah, I guess so. He made $16,000 in one night. And this is how he did it. He filmed himself, so he streamed himself sleeping, okay, and was letting viewers disturb him with loud noises through his Twitch account. So you would have to pay to create a noise. So he pretty much, what people were doing were just keeping this guy up at night. But, I mean, he can go to bed anytime he wants at this point because he made $16,000 in one night. Oh, my God. Dude, it's kind of stupid. It's kind of like, okay, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But, man, it's kind of smart, right?
Yeah.
I wish I would have thought of that. My wife would have killed me.
I never would have been like, I never would have thought of that because I don't want to be woken up when I'm sleeping.
Right. Yeah. Like, I don't know if I want that, but I guess for one night to tough it out for one night for 16 grand.
But when he did it, he didn't know what he would make. He might make nothing. Absolutely. He might have made 10 bucks and been woken up all night long just because he never got back to sleep after the first time.
Yeah.
He would have never, he wouldn't, he didn't know what the outcome is. So now there's probably going to be a lot of people that are going to try the same shit.
And it's not,
and they'll be wasting it because, yeah, it's, this is a one time thing. Yeah. This isn't going to happen
and that's
ever
fair.
Again.
And that's good. Like the guy cashed in. Yeah. He had this original idea and see what he did. And wow, yeah, it paid off for him. So good for him. I wish I would have known it. I would have watched it. I probably would have donated just because it was funny to me. See? There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I would have thought so. But anyway, all right. All right. So you ready for some movie news?
Sure.
Unless you got something else you want to talk.
No, I think I'm good.
Okay. All right. There is something kind of fun. I was really kind of surprised to see that they announced it so early. They're saying that it will be in the theaters in. April 8th, 2022, Sonic 2.
I still haven't seen the first one.
I thought the first one was awesome. The only thing they've given us other than that little music that you just heard is just the logo. And the logo is just blue. It says Sonic the Hedgehog. And then there's a 2 that's in orange. And it also has 2 tails coming off the side of it. So obviously we're going to have a tail sighting because considering we had a tail sighting in the first one, you didn't really know that, but you know that now.
I knew that, yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. But now we have a release date. So August 8th, 2022, we'll actually get to see this movie. But that isn't it. There's more information coming out about this, reportedly, and it's a rumor. Who knows if it's going to happen? I think it would probably happen. Offered the role of Knuckles in the movie is, well, obviously the voice, will be Jason Momoa.
Okay.
You don't care.
I mean, it could be anyone as long as they are a good voice.
Yeah, yeah. He that's good because Knuckles is kind of a knucklehead, if you will. You know, I could see Jason Momoa kind of doing that role really well. So,
yeah.
Let's see what happens. Right. Right.
Yes. Right.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Oh shit! I forgot to mention. I was going to mention it with the Pokemon stuff, but real quick, McDonald's is bringing back Hi-C Orange. Are you excited about
that? No, I don't really.
Are you excited about anything, Verlaine? Let me ask you that.
No, not really. Orange. Not McDonald's related.
Cool, cool. I loved the Hi-C Orange when I was a kid, so like I'm kind of excited to taste it again. I hope it's the same flavor. That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
I'll just throw that out. Okay, well, I did want to go from the Sonic news to this news. So Zack Snyder released the trailer, his Snyder cut of Justice League, and we got to see firsthand of Darkseid. We got to see a new and improved Steppenwolf. It looks like there's a lot of scenes that they added, and we now have more of a Joker role. That we didn't have before.
We live in a society.
Some kind of society they live in, whatever. And okay, I tweeted about this about the movie this past week. If you guys follow us on Twitter at GameFixShow, I'll even read it. It says, everyone is excited about the Snyder cut of Justice League. Don't get me wrong, I'm interested, but how can you love something you haven't seen before? Need we remind you to not get excited over a cutscene game trailer? You don't know if this will be good. And then I say, 4 hours? Better be good. Right? I mean, they're saying this.
Well, you got to remember, two of those hours is going to be shit because we've already seen it.
Right.
So we already know that half the movie is garbage.
Maybe even more than that.
And you're still going to go see it. Not I mean, you. I'm saying the royal you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm still going to see it. Absolutely. I'm going to watch
it. I don't know if I'm going to watch the whole thing.
Absolutely going to watch it. Actually, me and James have a plan that we're have a date. We're going to record a 30-minute podcast for Patreons when this movie comes out. So we're going to talk about it.
Nice.
So that's coming up, obviously, not until later, because this won't be out until next month. March 16th, I believe. Is that the day? Yeah, March 16th. I don't know. It looks cool. It looks way better than the first cut. I'll tell you that. It looks darker. It looks sinister. I dig it.
It's like
it.
A different movie. The best parts are the parts that are brand new, yeah. Which means still the original movie is shit. So just take that away. Just make a new movie or make it a sequel.
Yeah.
Because how shitty is it going to be if that's what it is? If all of a sudden the whole movie is just normal with a few little tweaks and then it's really everything is at the end.
And that's why.
That's a waste.
And that's exactly why I keep telling people to like kind of curb your.
Wait, yeah.
You know, like.
Because look,
you don't know.
Jamming new stuff into an old movie isn't going to be as smooth as you think. Like he's adding characters. So. I don't know, man. I mean, the only logical thing to do would be making it like a sequel. Like, I don't know. I don't know because I just don't know because now he's also tying in the Suicide Squad movie to this with using Jared Leto, which I think is fine. Like, I'm not against it. I'm a fan of him, but like, I don't know, man. Not a movie that's already been proven to be half garbage.
Yeah, right. It's like already shit. Like, what are we doing here? I don't know.
Yeah.
Are you excited that
he's polishing a turd? That's what he's doing.
Yes, he is.
And that's never like a good thing.
But it's still
it's just a shiny piece of shit.
Yeah, it's still a turd at the end of the day.
Okay.
Are you more excited about Cate Blanchett being confirmed for the Borderlands movie? Are you excited?
No.
She will be portraying Lilith in Borderlands. If you play Borderlands, then you know who that is.
Yeah, the pink one, right?
Sure.
Or the girl with the purple hair, maybe the only girl. Dude, this movie is getting a lot of stars.
Yeah.
For a game which I'm almost positive none of them have any idea what the game is at all.
That's unfair. That's unfair.
This game is Borderlands is an old fucking game it wasn't popular.
Yeah, which means dude, are you kidding me? Borderlands is
it wasn't popular for actors and shit to be in games back then.
That's
we don't even like Borderlands and we've played it. Look, you're making a game on you're making a movie based on a game that's a open world with many a story and many a quest,
sure.
Which is going to devalue whatever you give us. And it happens all the time. Like best movies are the ones that have like a solid storyline, which it has. But I mean, if anyone's played Borderlands, like there's so much to it that it's more than just one linear story.
Right.
You know, and it's, I don't know. I mean, hey, more power to them, but I'm still like, I'm still betting that these actors don't play the game.
I mean,
just taking the roles.
Well, I mean, playing Claptrap is Jack Black. He's definitely a gamer, and I know that.
Well, okay, he's kind of a gamer. Have you really watched his channel?
No, but
like, he plays games.
He does.
And likes games,
and
but
he knows about games.
And he's been in games before too. Games. Before it was popular with actors to be in games.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Hart.
I like Kevin Hart.
I'm sure he probably plays games. You can't say he probably doesn't. He has kids.
I'm not saying play games. I'm saying played Borderlands.
It could be.
Saying played like, you know, enough to be like, I don't even care.
Jamie
I mean, no
Curtis?
One knows. I mean, new movies, they don't know who the characters are.
Jamie Lee Curtis. So do you think she plays Borderlands?
Jamie Lee Curtis. Yeah, she's a fucking huge Borderlands buff.
I mean, either way, it's a movie role. It's different. It has nothing to do with the actual game. But yeah, I don't know.
Got a lot of actors, I guess, but
we'll see, right? What about the Mandalorian star Gina Carano being fired from her role in Mandalorian?
Good,
which is good. I agree. I think. From what she's been saying online has been a little ridiculous. But with those news comes other news, and this really goes without, you know, it's obvious. A right winged website called The Daily Wire has put Gina in a movie that I guess she wrote and she's directing, which is I didn't know that she had the chops to direct something. I thought she was an MMA fighter at one point. but of course, you know, the only people that are going to give you anything after what happened to you in Mandalorian are right wingers, I would imagine, in this case. So I guess congrats in a odd, uncomfortable kind of way.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. I mean, she should have known. Who cares? I don't care what her beliefs are. The fact that she works for Disney, the last thing that you do for Disney.
Yep.
Is mention anything anti-Semitic, anything. You don't mention that because of Disney and their fucking ties to all that shit. Like, you just, and for her not to know that and think that she had more like power to be like, oh, I can do whatever I want. I mean, she was telling people not to wear masks. I mean, but good. I mean, look, the only thing that I'm curious about, and the memes are out there, how they're going to get rid of her. Like, really, they don't have to mention her again. But, like, you've seen the memes where it's like, you know, her last words were, I'm going to go back to my planet. And then it's like, she, like, she died in space or never went to her place. She died on the way there or something. The end.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Well.
Not a big character.
Yeah.
Technically, I was right.
About
it was either her or grief that were gonna be dead and they're gonna kill her.
now we know it's not grief, so that's good.
Yeah,
that's good. I liked him better anyway. Can I be honest? I don't think she's a very good actor.
No, she's not.
I don't think she is.
At all.
I don't think she is. That's whatever. Fair. Some people could disagree. But Pedro Pascal is, however, because he is the Mandalorian. But he's also going to be playing the TV series. He's going to be playing Joel from The Last of Us in a TV series. I'm pretty excited about that. I think he's a solid actor. I think that role, because I've played both Last of Us 1 and 2, that role needs somebody strong, needs somebody confident. I think Pedro Pascal has really kind of cemented that. And I'm cool with it. I can't wait to see it. I'm excited. Good. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you didn't really play the games.
Yeah, I didn't.
But I know you like Pedro Pascal, so it should be good. A TV series? I don't know. I'd be cool with a movie. I don't know about a TV series. I'm like kind of on the fence about that.
The Adventures of Joel from The Last of Us. Is that the name of it?
No, it's called The Last.
Joel's Adventures. Just, the Adventures of Joel are sitting.
I would imagine it's the same storyline that, or, you know, with some liberties they take, but and then Ellie is going to be played by, is that her name, Lina, or don't know her name, Leanna. Ooh. Leanna Mormont,
is that Blythe Danner?
I don't know. I guess she was in the Game of Thrones.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know anything about her, so I can't really say if she's going to be good or not.
No.
But I mean, she's older now than what the picture shows. considering.
So you're looking at a baby picture?
Yeah, well, Game of Thrones. You know, I would imagine she's older now since then. So yeah. That's how time works. Apparently.
I have no idea. Concept time.
Last but not least. Spider-Man 3, MCU Spider-Man 3, apparently Tom Holland has denied the fact that Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield will appear in this upcoming flick. Now, to me, and I'm not saying because I really want it to happen, but to me, knowing Tom Holland's track record and all the stuff that he can't keep to himself, why would they tell him one of the biggest, if this was happening, I'm just saying if this happens, why would they tell him that this is going to happen if he's just going to tell everybody this is going to happen and they want it to be a secret?
But everybody already knows because they've announced it. So people are already announcing it and he's like, no. So I see what you're saying, but his issue is that they haven't always announced it yet.
There has been no official announcement. It's just been rumors.
Right. Just rumors. And so because it's been just rumors, I absolutely believe him because of how tight-lipped they were with Endgame and everything up to that point. They won't give us anything that they don't want us to have. Yeah. Like, I would believe him because I honestly think that the whole Tobey Maguire, at least him in Spider-Man as Spider-Man, I think they're going to use that as the big get for Doctor Strange. Because Raimi's doing Doctor Strange and Doctor Strange is solely about this of what people want this movie to be about is what Doctor Strange actually is about. It's 100% possible because they all tie together, but it's also possible that like maybe he wasn't supposed to tell us that it wasn't true. You know what I'm saying? Maybe Marvel wants everybody to just think because otherwise, you know, like it's, I don't know. When it comes to this stuff though, I mean,
yeah, you it's hard to like read between lines, but like I said, in the past, that Tom Holland is not great at keeping a secret. So there's a big reason why in Endgame, they only gave him his part of the script because he has a hard time keeping secrets. So with that, I think that him saying that they're not going to be in it still tells me that there's a chance.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that that's the truth.
Not saying that it's actually going to happen, but
yeah,
you know,
I think it's almost one of those things that are irrelevant because of who and his past. It's like him saying no could mean yes. It could mean no. It could mean nobody told him. It could mean nobody told him about nothing that was going to happen. So like they deliberately didn't tell him about something that's not going to happen.
Right. There's so much that
I don't know. So I don't know. We'll see. I'm still excited because what has been confirmed was all the other actors for all the villains.
Yeah.
So something's going on there.
Something's going on. I'm excited to see what the future holds with Spidey. I think it's going to be sweet. I think we're all going to be impressed of what they do because we have been these past, 10 years, right? What Marvel's been doing. So, and that's where we leave you, we got to go into WandaVision, right? So it's our little segment. We call it the Fan Division. We are in about a minute here. We're going to be talking about WandaVision episode 6 and anything prior to that. So if you haven't seen it, I would suggest you, either, pause us and come back later, watch it and then come back and listen to this, or just listen and be, spoiled. That's fine too. Whatever you want it to.
Spoiled.
So, all right. Episode 6, WandaVision. This show is so smart. It is so interesting to me because there's so much that could happen in this show that it's like, it's so fun to give our opinion, you know what I mean? To like, see like this is what I think is going to happen because we just don't know. They're so tight lipped about what's happening and we only get a little nugget every episode. And in this episode, we have Vision kind of going off and doing his own thing. Although, apart from the intro, the Malcolm in the Middle intro that they had, because that's pretty much what it was, right? Like, it was like Malcolm
in the Middle. Kind of like in those veins where the kids are like looking at the camera.
They're talking to the camera. Yeah. So it's like, so it all happened like kind of like the same way. So I was like, all right, that's cool. But, in this episode, it is Halloween and they're, doing what they do at Halloween. They dress up, but it's very cool that Wanda dressed up like her comic book character, Scarlet Witch, and then Vision dressed up like his comic book character, Vision. Very meta, but at the same time, they could totally do that because it's Halloween and no one would notice.
And Quicksilver dressed like the old Quicksilver.
Right. And then I think that is the biggest, like, not to mention with his hair up, like he's running really fast.
Like the old guy.
Yeah. So with that, they're going to go trick-or-treating, although Vision has a little thing that he's doing that's not has anything to do with this, because he's going to go on neighborhood watch. But obviously Wanda has a big issue with that, because that is not what she wants. And it turns out Vision, she cannot control Vision like she can control everyone else. So he goes out on quote-unquote neighborhood watch, while the new Pietro, or Peter, I don't even know what to call him at this point, pretty much says that he'll stand in as a father figure, you know, as like their uncle or whatever, their kind of crazy uncle. But the whole time, Wanda and this new Pietro are just kind of chatting and trying to figure out like where he came from, although he doesn't really give straight answers, right?
Right, but he knows everything.
Oh, yeah.
He know, like, he remembers, like, that's the weirdest part is, like, he's not, like, he doesn't refer to the past. Okay, wait, he does, but okay. He remembers the him dying, but the other Quicksilver's death.
Right.
You know, that he didn't experience. But then when he's telling another story, she's like, that's not how it happened, because he's, like, telling it from the Fox Marvel point of view.
Right.
So it's really weird, but matter what, he knows what's going on.
Because
and
the Fox Marvel, he was like a teenager in the 70s.
Right.
So that's very different than what we're used to as far as the MCU goes.
Right.
Like this.
And he wasn't in that like shitty ass, like resistance, which was one of his memories, but she said that's not how it was, but like he was never part of that.
Although a very interesting question was asked, finally the question was asked, and I think you even brought it up at one point. Where she asked him what happened to his accent, and then quickly asked her what happened to hers. And I think that is very what people have been wondering, like what's going on. Obviously, when she went outside of the energy field, the Westview energy field. She had her accent again. Yep. So like when she goes back in, she no longer has the accent. I don't know if it really has much to do with anything other than that this is obviously a fabrication, you know, in the real world, she wouldn't be talking like this. In the real world, Pietro would be talking about this and he'd be dead.
Well, yeah, but that Pietro didn't have an accent, but right. Vision has one, but she can't control Vision. So that's why his accent is still there, because we mentioned it too. Like British actors weren't in television back then. It wasn't a thing.
That's fair. That's
so they wouldn't have had accents back then.
Yeah.
I think the fact that he's like, he knows exactly what's going on, and it's weird because he's like, how are you doing this? It's really cool. He knew, like, he knows, like, exactly what she's doing.
Well, not really, though. He knows that there's more to it, but he's not really sure yet. Because he doesn't...
Right. He doesn't know how she's doing it, but
he doesn't know
himself. He knows.
He doesn't know his past. He has no idea who he is.
The past that he's... But he has a past. He has a past that's not what we know of, but he is aware that... This is a bubble and a fake world that she's controlling.
Right.
Which also means she's not really controlling him either, because we talked about that when he first appeared at the door, she had no idea that he was even there. Like you could see it. She doesn't know. So something's going on with that too, because she did have the flashback of him dead for a second. Like with Vision.
That was so creepy.
Almost like she was resurrecting him, but he's not dead to begin with.
Right.
So that part's, that's weird.
Well, and he goes out on neighborhood watch, as he said he was going to do. And he kind of goes outside of the bubble of like the direct town, you know, like where they're kind of living. And it turns out like on the outskirts of this town, like she's not in total control of everything other than they're like in a kind of a glitch. Right. Like,
the whole episode to me is like a video game. They're in different skins. And as he's leaving further out of the actual mission zone, things get a little fucked up.
Yeah.
you know, and things haven't activated. Like things, people are supposed to do something, but because you're not at that part yet, that animation hasn't triggered.
Right.
So they're just stuck.
They're like NPCs. Waiting. Yeah. They're just NPCs like in a, like a weird glitch. But then he gets to the edge of the town where, by the way, she mentioned to her kids to not go as far as, was it Electric
whatever the street was, Electric Avenue.
I was going to Electric Avenue, yeah.
Electric Avenue. Yeah.
But like they couldn't go past that because that's obviously where the edge of the force field is, where the energy field is. But he gets to the edge of the force field and he sees a car sitting there and sees that it's Agnes sitting in the car. And she is just, you know, not doing anything because she's in the same trance as the rest of everybody that far outside of town, you know. And but then he kind of, like he did in episode 4, was it, where he kind of pulled that guy out of a trance.
That was the last episode.
It was 5th episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
He pulled him out of the trance, and so he like kind of like help us. They're in a lot of pain, so like he kind of brought her back, and she first said that you're one of the Avengers, and he didn't know what that is. He's like, I don't even know what that is, because like he has no memory of before this whole thing started. So that's kind of weird. He's kind of piecing things together, but. The biggest bombshell that she dropped was that she said that he's actually dead. And he's just like, it almost made sense to him because he has no memory and all of a sudden this is happening. So it would make sense that he was dead. At least I think that's what he's kind of getting out of it. Although, you know, and she was like, are you going to save us? Whatever. But then he kind of puts her back in the trance. Now, I have a little theory about this and I still feel that she is not who she is. I think that there is some kind of control that she is doing, and I think she totally faked that conversation.
Could have.
You know what I mean? Like to almost throw off Vision too, though, in a way, because it really gave Vision a, you know, kind of a, but it also made Vision keep going and cross the line, the energy field line. And we saw what happened, that if you go outside of the energy field, you will die. It will kill you. But we got to see, let's see, what else did we see? We saw her two kids, they have mutant abilities. Can I say mutant now? I think I can, right?
Well so...
Because they're born with it.
Here's the thing, though. Yeah, but... who... Now, I wasn't the one twin that wasn't... Quicksilver dressed like Doctor Strange, or who was he supposed to be?
No, I don't even know who he was dressed like.
He was supposed to be somebody that's the theme of it. And the kid that was dressed like Quicksilver got Quicksilver's powers.
Right.
The one that was dressed what I thought was Doctor Strange ended up kind of having a Doctor Strange type thing. Like he was like a wizard.
Yeah. But he actually had more like Professor X.
Right, but it wouldn't fit, and even Doctor Strange can still know things like through different dimensions. He can hear things, he can go through, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I want to know who that kid was. He was 100% supposed to be dressed like somebody. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, like, just a random costume, because that's not what this is.
Right.
So I would love to know, and if it's Doctor Strange, that's going to mean something, because it's really ironic. Because I think that Doctor Strange has something to do with this.
Yeah.
As for right now.
I think he was dressed up. I think, okay. I really believe, because Wanda was dressed up like the comic book Scarlet Witch. Vision was dressed up like the comic book Vision. I believe that her kids were dressed up like their comic book.
But the kids don't exist. They don't have kids. As far as I know, like they don't have real kids.
In the comic book, they do.
Who Vision and
yes.
and what's her name? And yes. they have these twins.
Yes.
And do they have these powers?
Yes, they do.
So what's the other one's power?
He like telekinesis and, you know, stuff like that. So like a Professor X.
So the other one has Quicksilver's powers like in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so
I don't know,
but I mean, there's so much to this story. If you go into the comic book, you could see like kind of what happened. I don't even know if it's going to happen like this. Mephisto is like is in control, at least in the comic book was. But at some point, he like reabsorbs the children, and they cease to be. So I don't know.
Well, that's what I'm saying, because like the children, I've never read about them, but in this series, show, they were created for the purpose of the show, so they weren't actors cast. That's why they still questioned Vision when they're like, "Why is he working today?" This is not. She realized she also can't control them,
right?
For some reason, because they're created specifically for this, which mm-hmm. is why I'm led to believe that they don't. Even in the comics, they're not real. They're not. An android and a human can't make
but in the comic book they did.
Oh.
So that's why, you know, it could.
Yeah.
You know, obviously they take liberties with it when they put it on screen, but you know, we'll
I don't know anything about this story. So,
either way, in the episode, the one kid, is it Billy? Is he the one that's fast, or is Tommy the one that's fast? I don't remember. But the one feels his father, feels Vision is in pain, which means that he's outside of the bubble, if you will, and he's being pretty much torn apart. He died again. Did you notice that? He died.
Mm-hmm.
Like when he, because he fell down and he was out. And then I think at that point, that's when Scarlet Witch felt it too. And because if you remember, anytime that one of her loved ones dies, she feels it. Every, you know, when Pietro died, she lost it. When, you know, she felt it, even though that she was doing it, but she felt Vision die too. So it makes sense that she felt him again die.
Yeah.
You know, in this case, she was really upset and she expanded the force field, if you will. And not only did she expand it to get Vision back in, but kept going. And now Dr. Darcy Lewis, Kat Dennings, she's in the bubble now, as well as a bunch of members from S.W.O.R.D. And they are all turned into a circus characters.
Yeah.
Because clowns and shit. Because there's like tents and stuff, so it had to like kind of make sense, as well as like a couple of car dealerships or whatever that was like right outside the bubble. This is getting crazy. I where this is going to go, I have no idea. I can't even begin to tell you where this could go. But I mean, I feel like we're leading to something big, and if we're not, like what a awful thing that would be. Mm-hmm. Right, like I think it has to be something big, right? There's got to be some kind of battle at the end of this, and I do believe that we are going to get whoever the villain is revealed next week.
I hope
that's where I'm at.
Yeah,
do you have any thoughts on the future?
No, this was a very short episode, so yeah. All I learned was the Quicksilver stuff. So like, yeah, I'm on the same page. Like anything can really happen right now. I have no idea. And I don't know any of the story that it's based off of on the comics. So okay. It's all original to me, which is fine. I don't want to know.
Yeah. I mean, it's very close to what the comic book did. But you know, obviously they take liberties, you know, the Pietro from the Fox thing never happened in the comic books. That's new. I don't know how they're going to explain that and what's going to happen with that. But this is interesting. And, I think the kids really have something to do with what's going to happen here in the future. But, you know, what that could be, who knows? Who knows? And I would love to know how Wanda is going to deal with Vision after this.
Yeah.
That's going to be a big thing.
Hmm.
Ooh. Oh man. Yeah. But I think that's it. I don't know. I don't have anything else. All my notes are through.
Just gotta wait.
Yeah.
No.
But I'm excited to see where this goes. So if you guys have any predictions, please let us know. We'd love to know where your head is, where you're thinking, where is this going?
Where's your head at?
Yeah, right. By the way, did you happen to notice the word kick-ass thrown in?
I don't remember, no.
The kid said kick-ass. Maybe the Kick-Ass will show up. I don't know. That would be weird, right?
Way, since he's just a dude who doesn't do anything.
Well, he helps people, right?
Yeah, he helps nobody, I guess.
Is Kick-Ass Marvel?
No, I don't. I mean, I think it's just indie.
This is an indie thing?
Maybe just some creation.
Yeah, well, Hit Girl would be cool.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen. So, all right, but I think we could leave them there with this. Anything else you want to say about anything in the world?
No, I'm good.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to another week of the Game Fix Show. We really do appreciate it. Please let your friends know. Let one person know. That's really all we asked for. Another big shout out and thank you to everyone that came out to the booth this weekend at Toyhio in Girard. We really do appreciate you guys showing up, showing your support to the show. We really do appreciate it.
Next one's in June.
No, yeah, next one's in June. Yeah. So that'll be cool. So please, looking forward to that. And like I said, if you are a Patreon, you get discounts and you get free stuffs. So come to the booth, say hi. You never know. You never know what you're going to get. Who knows? All right. But end the show, CJ. You know what to do.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
See ya.
Turd nuggets.
Hi, this is comedian and writer, and let's be honest, I do a lot of things. This is Dean Archipotis, the host of Whiskey Business, the podcast not so much about whiskey as it is one with whiskey. Yes, we drink and talk about whiskey, but we do so much more with so many interesting people. For example, we talk to comedians like Greg Warren.
You know, I don't want to brag, but let's just say I can walk into a Red Lobster and get whatever. You know, I think the pause right there is probably more important than the word.
Amazing athletes like boxing champion Buster Douglas.
When a fighter's down and he's looking for his mouthpiece instead of trying to get up.
That's when I knew it was over.
Yeah, right?
And yes, Bigfoot chasers.
Do you believe in Bigfoot? And if so, does he really eat beef jerky?
The Bigfoot thing is people have seen these, and I've seen a lot of compelling evidence about it.
It's Whiskey Business with Dean Archipotis. Join us for what we call a good conversation with a good pour. You really can't ask for much more than that, can you, people? Check us out at WhiskeyBusinessPod.com, a proud member of the Evergreen Podcast Network.